Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is your co-host, Lisa Diamond, for Whatever Wednesday, and we have a special guest with us today. I'm also here joined with my co-host, Ian Robb. And before we get to our special guest, this month for January, the challenge has been setting ourselves up for the best Beamer year ever, tools and tips and tricks. And one of the things that we talked about last week was the what not to do list. Ian, do you remember what the three things were to do with that list?
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Yes, I wrote it on my hand. One was automate, delegate, and eliminate. So, yes, I got all three. I had to write it all over my hands and wash them about five times. So every day I had to use that. So I'm ready to get started. I'm excited. I've had three cups of coffee. I think we got our 11 listeners. Do you want to make any announcements before we hear from the big guy, Mr. Albert Bosch?
Well, actually, so we're going to, if anybody wants to share, if you did that little tool last week on time management and writing down what you do and were there things that you could automate, delegate, or eliminate. Ingrid Matheson had called in last week and shared with us an app that she downloaded. I did have people text me after the show and say, I just downloaded that too, and I'll be honest, I downloaded it too, and it is eye-opening. It is eye-opening. Ian, you should download that as well.
Another app. I love all these apps I have on my phone. Yes, I will do so.
Awesome. So if you do have any comments, questions, or anything that we've talked about this month, anything from the kickoff or the launch, before we bring Albert on, just hit one on your phone so we can ask those questions.
Well, since we're about to start something new today, why don't we have a little fun right here? And talk instead of listening about how we're going to start the new year off. We got a new guy calling, and thank goodness. Go ahead.
414-460. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. I missed that app you were talking about.
Oh, sure. It's called A, as in the letter A. Tracker. So it's A Tracker, and it has a blue, when you go to the App Store, it has a blue icon. And what it does is you can put in a series of tasks, and then you just kind of tap the task when you start one, tap it when you finish it, and it gives you real time on, you know, how much of your time you're spending on each task, and then it shows it to you in a pie chart and a graph, and it's quite useful.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right. If anybody else has a question, comment, suggestion, new tools that you're implementing, have you done your vision boarding?
You know, we had a lot of fun callers last week, and I know I was walking around back and forth from the Santa Anita track and everything. So that was definitely something that was fun. I'm trying to start the New York ride. We're trying to make you guys have this be your show, and we're going to have a little fun stuff going on with it for sure. So that's going to be exciting. And I think before we get started, can we start us right now?
No.
Hold on. I think I got something. All right. We're good to go. So I'm going to start this off before we introduce Albert to our call. We're going to play a little music to fire ourselves up to start the new year here.
Oh, wait. You know what this is called?
Yes. It's called
No.
What is it?
When you play music before you bring on a special guest.
What is it called?
It's called a walk-on song. So, Albert, this is your walk-on song.
You got a walk-on song. I love it.
There's a moment in your back when the fire takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now. We'll be screaming now. We can be heroes everywhere we go.
All right, Albert, are you with us?
I am, and I'm feeling pumped.
We're ready to have you be unstoppable and have Beamer be unstoppable for this year.
Nice. Well, I heard the word hero in there, and I got a card for my birthday this last week from my kids that we don't have to look far for a hero. So I feel pretty good. It's right on there. My kids are calling me a hero, and I'm ready to step up to the song and to today's call.
Well, Albert, thank you so much for agreeing to be on here, because we know that your time is limited, and that we appreciate it, and just the connection to the field, and I know everybody on the call appreciates it. So we wanted to bring you on just to kind of go a little bit deeper into what we talked about, or what you talked about, and what you presented at our kickoff and charting your own course. And we wanted to focus mostly on like the coaching part of it. You know, as Ian, you know, I've been a health and wellness coach, Ian is a tennis coach, and we know the value of coaching and watching people accelerate and elevate their game, their business, their health and wellness by having that coaching and that accountability. And so let's just start off with, you know, what were your thoughts? What was going on as the CEO of Beamer that made you want to seek out a high-level, results-oriented business coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at 2020, and I've been 2 years in the business now with Beamer, and 2020 and 2021 were challenging years. There were a lot of externals that we couldn't necessarily control, so we had to constantly pivot and make the best. But at the same time, I felt now after my second year that we were doing more things right, more things well, both in the field and in the home office. And so as I looked at 2022 and beyond, I said, what do I do to bring myself and my team a greater awareness of our potential and our capacity as leaders to better impact the field and in the course of our business? So, you know, I'm a big believer that you have to be humble. You know, as a leader, you can be smart and have all the skills, but you also got to be humble to know when you need help. And for me, coaching was a way for me to have an accountability partner, somebody that I could, you know, discuss what we were doing and could help me add top spin to the business. So I started with myself, and then I really liked it. Then I moved to my team, brought my team into it, my direct report team, because I'm only as good as the people I surround myself with. And then I said, okay, as we start to do that, what's our next step?
So let's talk a little tennis here. So you and I, a little lingo. I'm going to throw you a slice back. Why Tom Jerry? Why Tony Jerry? And is unique and is this unique to Beamer North America for us doing this compared to all around the country for Beamer?
Good question. I reached out to one of my contacts in the industry. I've been in this industry for 25 plus years, and I've got a good network within the direct sales space and direct selling universities, success partners, and I've used different coaches and different motivational speakers and influencers throughout my career in different businesses that I've been in. And so I reached out to somebody that I trust in the industry, and right away they said, you should talk to Tony. He's known as the results guy, and he's got, you know, proven principles to help you get what you're looking for faster, right? And I was looking for somebody that wasn't going to teach me the fundamentals, right? I look at it as I've already got strong business fundamentals, personal value fundamentals. So I was looking for somebody to give me that next edge. And so Tony was recommended. So what I did was I set up a discovery call. And in that process, I felt a connection. I felt another individual who had the pedigree in the background, of course, I'm looking for that, but also had this really unique way to help elevate individual performance and then impact team performance. So once I connected with him on the phone, I made a determination to go visit him at his results center in Dallas. I spent a day, I invested in myself to be coached by him and to really absorb him. And I think that was the pinnacle for me to say, this is the person I want to partner with, and this is the kind of person I want to bring to my team. And once I met the team, we then flew the entire team down to meet with Tony. And at that point, then I rolled it out to the regional directors, starting with George and Chris Bronis. And now February 11th, we'll be taking the entire regional director team and our Canadian commercial director there for a session. So I'm going from inside out now to impact this from the top down. So I think that's really where Tony came from. And is it unique to the U.S.? It is. As a matter of fact, I will openly, expose myself because I believe in taking risks and chances. But this is unique to the U.S. and Canada and isn't even really something that our founder or Robert Mull know about. They will hear about it next week. I leave Friday of this week for Europe. I'll be in Liechtenstein all next week, and I will share what I'm doing in the space of personal development to impact myself, my team, and the field, and my strategies for 2022 next week.
That's awesome. I hope Peter and Robert like surprises.
Well, it goes a little against our culture. There's no doubt. We have a culture that that I admire from Peter, which is, you know, find great sellers and great sharers and great people that are entrepreneurs that really want to embrace the Beamer technology and opportunity and let them do what they do best. And I don't disregard that as an incredibly great strategy that's worked for us. But at the same time, I look at it like any other profession. I mean, to go from being an amateur to a professional, from going to be an apprentice, you know, to a master in something, you need coaches, teachers, and so I consider this just to be another support that we can add to our business and to our managers, especially to be able to be better leaders of others.
Well, Albert, I personally respect that and admire that you're taking initiatives and trying to make Beamer North America even stronger, even better, and thinking outside the box. I think that shows a great leadership qualities and someone that I can admire and follow for sure. So Lisa and I have read Tony's results, Faster Passport, the Cliff Notes, that little book, and have just started diving into the full book. We'd like to talk about the strategic acceleration formula that he has, the clarity, focus, and execution. Can you talk a bit more about it, about clarity?
Yeah, well, clarity in itself, I mean, you know, it started with, I would even say, this exercise. It's probably why this book resonated with me, and meeting Tony resonated with me as well. He's all about this notion of clarity, and you know, clarity starts with us as leaders, And actually, I'll even back up. It starts with us as individuals, right? Well, am I clear when it comes to, you know, my strategic mindset and what's important to me, my values, setting goals? So, you know, it's about thinking. One of the things that Tony helped me reflect is that one of the hardest things to do as humans, because we tend to have what's called a monkey mind, right? I mean, that's where I think mindfulness and meditation come in. It's all how do you get control of your thoughts? And so I think thinking we don't do enough of. We love to be busy, but not necessarily intentional or strategic. So for me, the whole notion around clarity was, you know, am I clear on myself, on my values, on what I want to do, what do I want to accomplish, who I want to become? And, you know, that for me resonates with, you know, my marriage. I've been married for 26 years and I'm still what I call an HIB. My wife has labeled me lovingly an HIB, which is a husband in training, for those of you who don't know what that is, after 26 years. And I always ask my wife, honey, when will I graduate from HIB? It's like an eternal, you know, IBDJ, if you will, right? Or T. It's like a T. It's imagine being stuck in T land. And she's always like, you know, you're getting so close. You're doing so well. She's like, but, you know, you're not quite there yet. And it's all about keeping me humble, because the day she says I've graduated, I'll probably fall on the sword. So I like that simplicity in my marriage. It makes me have to continue to find love in our relationship, enhance communication. You know, marriage is complicated. It's probably one of the most complex relationships that we could possibly have as humans. I want to be the best parent and father that I can be, so I work very diligently at that. So for me, when it comes to work, work doesn't define me as a human being. It gives me purpose. It fulfills my purpose, and it's a vehicle for me then to provide for my family. So if I don't have clarity on those things in my life, then how can I be good at the office, and how can I lead others? So I really like the notion of clarity, and as you go through it in the book, it really is a self-reflection. And then only then can you begin to look at Beamer and say, what kind of goals do I want to set for Beamer? In for me personally, if I'm a leader, meaning I'm a manager, we'll call you group leader. I think as a senior, you already have brought some people in. But as a group leader, now you're really intentionally beginning to build a team. What do I want for myself? And then what do I do for my team? How do I help my team? And you can only help others when you can help yourself. I would equate it to like in an airplane, right? What do they say when they're giving you the run through on the masks? They say, when the masks come down, should you need them, put yours on first before you attend to somebody else. It's not intuitive, right? Especially as a mother or a father, you would always want to tend to your child before you tend to yourself. But that's the notion, is first help yourself and then you can help others. So I love the notion of clarity, because without that, you can't have focus and you can't execute.
Awesome. And the relationship advice was a big bonus. Thank you.
Sorry, Ian.
So I want to ask you, Albert, when we talk about clarity, it also entails vision and intention. And as our CEO, what is your vision for Beamer North America and the culture of Beamer?
Well, I like to say that, you know, change, growth is optional. And I'm, you know, coming back to this, you know, clarity, focus, and execution, I'm about personal growth and development. You've heard me talk about that. We'll continue to talk about it today. But I believe we are the most blessed and the most fortunate species on Earth, right? I mean, we have the capacity to think. We have the capacity to love. We have the capacity to forgive. And we have the capacity to grow. And I think one of, you know, life's biggest regrets for me would be that when I look back on my life, you know, did I grow and did I become the person I can become? Did I live to my full potential, right? I mean, you know, doesn't matter how many millions you have when you end up in the graveyard, you know, money doesn't matter at that point. So that's, to me, my belief. When I look at the company, then I say, how do we grow as individuals and how to grow as a business? Our technology is proven. It's safe. It's cutting edge, and we need to share it with more people. So, you know, my vision for Beamer continues to be, you know, that lofty goal of a Beamer in every home and every barn. I think Steve Jobs had that. Microsoft had that as well, Bill Gates. And it's never too lofty of a vision to say Beamer becomes a household name and it becomes an adjunct kind of modality that any human that wants to live better, more holistically, has a Beamer as part of their, you know, their lifestyle choice for better living. And I'm not sure what that means in the size of our business, Lisa. You know, I think sometimes distributors don't want me to talk about money and the size of the business, but I'm always impressed when you look now at valuations of some of the companies that are out there, and Steve Jobs and Apple is, you know, I'm a big fan of their company. When you think about the fact that at some point Steve Jobs put a computer in everybody's pocket with the iPhone, and now you look at the ubiquitousness of our connectivity through the World Wide Web and, you know, a phone call and a Zoom and all we have, and you look at the valuation of an Apple that is now at over $2.5 trillion is their valuation. Microsoft is over $2 trillion in total valuation. I was like, well, I mean, and it's a technology, right? I mean, yeah, it's useful, but how could you not say that improved, you know, enhanced circulation, improved health, and living better with Beamer is not also something that every human on this earth could benefit from? So my vision is big and lofty, and I believe we can easily triple and quadruple the size of this business over the next 3 to 5 years in North America. And that's, you know, that's my mission, is to touch more lives and continue to see growth year over year.
You know, Albert, I like how you're setting up the culture for Beamer and having us look at this and even growing. I mean, we're going to definitely shoot for the stars and the moon right there. So we're definitely moving up. And I really enjoyed how you talked about how you personally went down there to meet Tony Jerry and learned it yourself and then brought your corporate office there and had kind of a trickle-down effect through the RDs and the managers in our last call. Will we be hearing consistent language and messaging throughout the year?
Yeah, so I definitely want to make this a journey and a process. So, you know, one of the things that I've tried in the past was to have big speakers. You know, actually, Tony Jerry can be a speaker. You can engage him at an event, and he'll come in, and Darren Hardy and many other motivational speakers that we can all think of from the past, Zig Ziglar's, Jim Rohn's. But there's a difference between getting somebody that comes in, you know, lights people on fire and inspires them, and their ability to stay motivated and actually create behavior changes. So I've tried to take a little, I think it's not an either or, but an and strategy. In other words, you know, what I want to do is I want to help us improve at a human behavior level. And that's what I think Tony can do for us through the simplicity of his coaching and his years of experience. So we will do this right now. You know, I've got myself, my management team, and the RDs that will go in February 11th with me to spend a day with Tony Jerry. With that, Ian, we are actually looking at a series of what Tony calls force multipliers. In other words, what are the key, we'll call it, half dozen strategies that if the regionals focus on with the field leaders to focus, that we can create faster, accelerated growth in the business, right? So an example of that could be if we could take seniors, you know, and our ability to convert seniors up, and for the sake of this discussion, you know, take it from 25% of everybody that joins our business, you know, becomes a senior to 35% of everybody that joins our business becomes a senior. What would that look like? Well, I've tried to do that a little bit promotionally this last year, right? That's where Pace Setter and the bonus, the rank up bonuses and the senior and 60 come in. You know, your regional directors with our national directors have done fast-tracked and fast-start and have tried to do, you know, different funnel strategies to try to kind of engage us. And so what we're trying to do now, add to that, but go back to, instead of the tool or the solution, look at me as an individual, IBD at any level, and say, how do I improve? So that's the trickle down I want us to impact, and you'll start to see that come into Tony Geary will be at our manager meeting for our managers. So not only will they get to hear in New Orleans from our founder Peter Gleim and the special training we're preparing with Peter Gleim, they'll also get to hear from Tony Geary and have a session with Tony Geary. Then they're going to start to see different tracks from the book from Tony Geary that will come into Academy, that will go into Verb, that will begin to expand some of these fundamental personal development skills that can all make us better at what we do and then help us do more with the Beamer opportunity.
Albert, that's awesome. I love this. So let's talk about the clarity tools that Tony likes to use. And let's just focus on the first Wednesday of this month of January. I shared with the field vision boarding and, you know, creating your intentions for yourself and using SMART goals and all of that kind of stuff. Tony likes to do what he calls vision boarding. Talk to us a little bit about vision boarding versus goal setting. And then I'm going to, well, tell us about that, and then I'm going to ask you a follow-up question.
Sure. Well, you know, I think why I love the way Tony sets it up and the notion of vision boarding is that it makes you step back and look at things in a broader perspective. So to answer your question, I believe a goal is very specific and very narrow in focus. Vision board and stepping back and looking at things from a bigger perspective on what you want to accomplish, you can then set goals. And I believe that the vision is what creates the intention. And I think it was Jim Rohn that said, when the why is strong enough, the how is easy. And to me, the goal is fueled by the why. So then what you need to do to make that happen is probably going to be easy, but you can't see it as easy until you're fueled by the power that's behind that goal, which is my intention. So let me bring this to, an example. You know, throughout my life, I've been very guided by goals, and those goals came from values that I wanted in my life. So I, for example, set when I was young that I wanted to live the same or better lifestyle for myself and for my family that I had when I was growing up. Right? It was a simple, I didn't understand it. I had no idea what my father earned, but I knew we were immigrant parents to the U.S. I was first generation born American. I saw my parents go from being, at that time interns living paycheck to paycheck, to the point where my father opened his orthopedic practice and became a successful MD, orthopedic surgeon in the Chicago area. I went from having very little through grammar school and into high school to then when my father set up his practice, I began to see a shift. And my second part of high school was much more fortunate. And then I saw my college to be more fortunate. And my point is that I reached the conclusion that I was like, well, I don't know what this all means or what I'm going to do in my life, but what I can tell you is I will not settle for less than what I've had the fortune to be given to me by my father and my mother, right, my parents. And so I had this generational improvement mindset that it was tangible only in what I could understand and perceive. So from that, I began to set goals financially for myself. And I then had a goal that would, you know, set a financial goal for my retirement, and I worked backwards. What age did I want to retire at? How much money did I want in my bank account, in my 401ks, and in my savings, and in my assets? And then I just started to work backwards from there. And is it always perfect? Did it work out exactly like I wanted? Not necessarily, but that vision of wanting to live better than my parents set goals, and the rest of my life has been about, you know, navigating and tacking back and forth and making decisions to help me achieve some of those financial goals. Made the same goals for, you know, my relationship. My parents were a great example, fortunately, of a loving relationship, married, three children. So I ended up married with three children. You know, we, at the end of the day, we are creatures of our surroundings. How we're raised can either be really great or can be challenging for us, right? We don't all have the same blessings in our upbringing, but what I do know is we all have the capacity to change that, right? We're not victims of our past. We're just heroes of our future and what we're capable of creating for ourselves. So that to me is a little bit of the difference. It's fueling vision boards, fuels what you want in love and in relationships, in financial goals, in spiritual goals, material goals can be in there, but you know, they're not the end. And so from those values of vision boarding, Lisa, I then set goals and then I try to check those goals off. And the last thing I'd say about goals is if the goals are important enough to you because they're aligned with your values and they're on your vision board, you know, I've always taught myself and my children is don't change your goal, change the time frame or the horizon for your goal. So sometimes life gets in the way. COVID comes in, FDA comes in. I wanted to double the business. You know, that was my vision within the first 3 years. Well, now it may take us 5 years, but I'm not going to change that goal because I know it's possible. I'm just needing a little bit longer runway to be able to accomplish that.
No, that's great. That's great, Albert. The vision boarding should have a balance between personal and business. Can you share with us the most fun thing you have on your vision board for this year? And have you done your vision board yet?
So are you on the fun side, are you talking personal or business related?
Let's start off with personal and then go business.
All right. So one of the fun things that we like to do is travel as a family. And I think we have a tremendously pent up desire to travel. So to give you a sense, not only was I fortunate to grow up as an immigrant son, but, you know, that took us to Europe to visit family, which is in Barcelona. But I also was an expat, which is a foreign national with Tupperware primarily for 21 years and then on with It Works. And in my corporate career, if you will, I've had the, you know, the fortune to be able to travel all around the globe. And that has been instilled then in my wife, who also had a passion for it when we met, and then now in my kids. So we have a pent-up desire, and one of our big goals has been to get to Peru. And in particular, we want to go to Machu Picchu. And we love trips that are educational and inspiring, and we love history. So we love an element of that when we travel. And so I'm happy to say that one of our fun goals as a family, we just locked it in last week, is that we will be going to Peru for the Christmas to New Year's of 2022. So knock on wood, nothing happens with further with COVID. You know, we're locked in and we will be spending our Christmas to New Year's in Lima, Peru, learning about the Incas and the history of Peru. So that's what's on the family fun side. I think on the Beamer fun side for me is right now manager meeting. I am so excited to get together again. You know, I find in our business that being together is what makes any relationship work, right, at another level. You've heard the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm way over that, man. I miss the hell out of being together in the field and embracing, you know, each other. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to finally having our manager meeting. It was a tough decision. It was easy to say, you know, because of COVID and some of the things that, you know, may be polarizing right now, we won't meet in New Orleans. But what I know is the founder's planning on coming. Robert Moll's planning on coming. The team's going to be there. And whether we have, you know, 200 of our top managers or we have 75, we're going to have an incredible manager meeting. And we're going to come back to that spirit of being together and building the camaraderie, the family of Beamer, and kind of casting the vision for the second quarter together. So I'm looking forward to having fun in the field again and being together as we travel and have live meetings.
Well, Albert, I think we should combine those two and have your Beamer family go to Peru for our meetings. What do you think?
Well, it's all I can say is it's taken me a couple of years of savings to be able to afford the trip my wife has put together. But I actually look forward to traveling again. I've heard about one of our trips before I joined, which was a cruise. I'm not a big fan of cruising right now, but I love personally cruising and I love traveling. So that could be something at the manager meeting that is in the works, but I am looking at incentive trips and putting some of that fun back into the business, because I know that this industry loves trips, and I know all of us love to travel and have a reason to work hard towards a goal. So let me see Ian when I can accept your challenge on getting a trip together for our distributors.
That's awesome. Albert, so the strategic acceleration formula has kind of three legs to it: clarity, focus, and execution. I want to shift to focus now. So it's, you know, where we place our intention. So once we have that clarity, once we have that vision and intention and goals, it's, you know, placing the focus. As IBDs and managers for 2022 charting our course, what are a couple of areas that you think that we should be focusing on this year?
Well, I think the whole notion of focus is really interesting in the way Tony lays it out, because, you know, he introduces a couple of things. One is MOLO, right? More of, less of. So what do I love about that is that you've got clarity. You've really identified with what you want and how it aligns with your values. The next thing is with this focus is, okay, how do I ensure that I'm doing the right things, right? It's being intentional. It's being purposeful. So he defines a couple things, MOLO and HLAs. And so let me start with HLAs. HLAs are high leverage act. So to your question, Lisa, I'd say let's say I'm, an IBDS, and, you know, I want to become a GL. Well, I know to become a GL, first, I've got to have clarity that that's what I want, right? I want to share Beamer because I love the product and I love what it's done for me. But I have to have a little bit more than that. If I want to move to GL, I have to really want to begin to not only share the product with others, but I want to be able to share the opportunity and be kind of a leader of leaders, right? And I want to begin to build a team. Well, once I've made that clarity in my mind that I want to move up to GL because I'm willing to help others in the journey, then now I look at my high leverage activity and I'd say, okay, what's my first high leverage activity if I'm going to be able to be a GL? Well, clearly I've got to have the structure. I've got to build seniors. I've got to start to build my first, my second, my third seniors, so I can begin to think about having the structure to become a group leader. Well, what do I need to do to be a senior? Well, I've got to find an individual, you know, who's going to come in and, and do what I've done. And so I think that comes down to the high leverage activities now are, what do I have to do every day, every week to get closer to having a senior? It's either going to be from IBDTs or IBDJs that I already have on my team, and I'm going to look at them and say, who's doing the right behaviors? Who's engaging with me? Who's asking me questions? Who seems to have a curiosity and a desire to know more about Beamer? Well, I'm going to talk to them about helping them become a senior, right? And I'm going to know who that is. I'm actually going to assign a name to that. Her name is Lisa. She's on my team. She joined me 2 months ago. She calls me. She emails me. She asks me questions. I'm going to start to work with her and get her to senior. So, you know, that would become a high leverage activity, identifying that person, identifying the number of seniors I need, identifying the people that I have that might become a senior, and then how I'm going to engage with them every day, every week. And then if not, then I need new people. to be normally where we struggle is, you know, am I getting enough BOBs, bodies on beamers, we like to say, right? And do I have enough calls set up for this week to introduce Beamer to new people? Am I getting out there, my community, going to events and getting enough bodies on a Beamer? So those high leverage activities would then be what I focus on. And so that's the first one. It's going to give more bodies on a Beamer. To do that, I've probably got to send intentionality of, you know, a post every day. I might have to actually connect with a few people in my Facebook group. I might have to pick up the phone and call a few people. So I start to make intentional contacts to set appointments to get bodies on a Beamer, to then start and engage in a dialogue with them to either purchase or join the business, to then be able to build a senior. So I call those high leverage activities. So the thing I would say is now we look at MOLO, and MOLO is more of, less of. And the question would be, as I look at my daily calendar, what do I do more of to help me achieve that goal I have to become a group leader? Well, if I'm doing busy work, is that, do I do more of that or do I do less of it? I'd say I do less of that, right? So I'm going to break this down into how I manage my calendar. And this is a simple technique that we can go into in a future call, just calendar management. So a simple calendar management, and I like Outlook. You can use Apple, Google Calendars. You know, there's certain techniques in calendar management that are there to help you. One of them is color. So I like to have a certain series for each of my values. I have a certain color that I have calendar. So for me, physical fitness is key. I have a color for physical fitness, and every day on my calendar, I have that color, which reminds me I've got to go to the gym, I've got a session with weights, or I've got cardio, which is running. 5 days a week, I work out. 6 days is optional. 1 day I rest. So I look at that, and I've got every day I've got that color coordinated. Then I've got a section in there that has to do with personal development. Every day I dedicate 30 minutes of my day at minimum to read, to journal, to listen to a course. So I've got that in another color. And then I've got family time. I have always time slotted for, you know, dinner with my wife or my kids, depending where we're at. And I have that in a color as well. You might have faith in there. Then you've got your work hours. And then you color coordinate your work hours to, you know, to be able to look at your calendar at a glance and say, you know, do I have my time allocated to my business? If everything is just, you know, one color, you're probably off. And so that to me is a simple tool to then say, what do I do more of and what do I do less at? If there's a balance in my calendar, I feel pretty good. And then that should start to lead to those high leverage activities. Am I spending the time doing what I need to do? That's the focus. That's the intentionality then of my actions to be able to achieve my vision and the goals that I've set for myself.
Perfect, Albert. So the third part of Tony's strategic acceleration formula is execution. Nothing happens without taking action, like you're talking about. So I use a three-pronged approach to my Beamer business: educate, experience, and execute. The Beamer in every home and barn. What direction can you give us regarding this piece of the strategic acceleration formula that you mentioned earlier about accountability when we talked?
Yeah, no, I love what you're saying there. I mean, I start with action in general. Is that's what action means, right? I mean, action is a definition of movement, and without movement, there's only hope. And there's only wishful thinking, right? So I always like to think, you know, think big, start small, but take big, bold, massive action, right? But lean into whatever you're going to do with your day and with your life. So when you talk about execution, I mean, if we've done this right, as it's lined out in this strategic mindset that, you know, I'm clear on what I want, and that clarity can be fine-tuned, but I know what I want, and then I've got to focus on the activities that are going to help me get to what I want. Then execution is what I call the liberator, and it is also what you see when you look in the mirror, because nobody can get us to take action but ourselves, right? I mean, we could try to say that somebody might inspire us. We could get an accountability partner like Tony Geary's helping me with, like this call might help some of our distributors that are listening with. But at the end of the day, let's be realistic. The only way to improve your health is by using Beamer, by reducing your sugar and carb intake, right? By increasing your cardio. I mean, it's not rocket science, right? I mean, there's a pretty much a proven formula when you want to make improvements in your life. The challenge is, as humans, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Innately risk averse. We're innately lazy. And I use that word personally, because I can easily have the covers sneak up on me when my alarm rings at 5 a.m. and want to hit the snooze and sleep a little longer. But what do I do to avoid that? I pack my gym bag. I set my clothes out. I have an appointment at the gym with a personal trainer at 6 a.m. I've got a commute there. So I set up certain mechanisms so that I'm not lazy. Right, I force myself to create the execution, which was your question, by almost protecting my inner laziness. And this is just a discipline, right? I mean, it's hard to explain. We're all wired differently. But if you want your relationship to improve, you need to be willing to give more than you receive. You've got to be willing to forgive without exception. You've got to be willing to love more than you're being loved back, because everything I believe in life is like an emotional bank account, right? Imagine a bank account, and you know that if it's money in the bank, if you want to remove more from your bank account than you've put in, what happens? Your check bounces, right? You cannot pay the bill. This is why there's so much debt in our country. Personal debt is a problem in America, because we live beyond our means. Why? Because we don't have the discipline, we don't have the ego to live within our means. So we compete with the Joneses, we get caught on the shiny, you know, object that we want, and we're impulsive. And so discipline is really hard. So I'm getting a little bit evangelical here, but I would say on execution to your question, it really comes back to personal discipline. If I believe in the clarity and the focus, then I have to hold myself accountable. I have to look in the mirror every day, and you've heard me say it many times. How do I 1% better, today than I was yesterday? How do I go to bed at night and say, you know, it was a rough day, but I feel good about this? And one tip that I'll add to execution is journaling. It works for me because it's my ability to write at the end of the day, and I tend to reflect. Normally in the mornings I do gratitude. What am I grateful for? Because it sets my day up with the right intention. And at night I tend to write about, you know, what I felt went well in my day. All right? I tend to focus on the goodness. I want to go to bed with kind of a good thoughts in my head. And so I tend to look at, what did I do well today? I never write down what I did poorly. I already know that. So I look to end my day and start my day with gratitude and progress. So the end of the day is my progress for the day. My morning is intention and gratitude. And that's it. On execution, I don't know what else to tell you other than do what you say you're going to do. And if you don't have the discipline to do it yourself, plug into the calls like this blog talk, reach out to your upline, call your regional director, go into our back office and look at all the courses that we have, listen to past recordings, read a book, go to YouTube and search for something inspiring, get a personal coach. I mean, the reality is when you start to look at all of that, are all small with the ability for me to take action. So then it just comes down to do what you say you're going to do.
Wow. Well, Albert, I guess we could go on all day like this, and we appreciate your time. I just want to say one of the best things about Beamer, aside from the product, aside from the people, is really the heart of Beamer, and we talk about that as our culture, and you have definitely given to us today from your heart, and we appreciate it and are grateful that you have had this on here. We all look forward to charting our course and having a great year with Beamer 2022.
Awesome. Well, Lisa and Ian, I know that I've been requested to be on Blog Talk for a while, and I apologize it's taken me this long to be a guest speaker. I look forward to joining you guys again, but I thank all of you and everybody behind, that has done this. I know I was with David Olson last fall up in Spokane, and I remember him talking passionately about this, and Greg Peterson and so many others that love Blog Talk. I think it's just one more of those vehicles to, you know, to create a sense of community and for us to be able to, to share our heart, like you said, Lisa. I think, to kind of close on this, one of the things that was brought to my attention when I joined Beamer was that we had kind of lost our way, and that's probably over the last few years one of, you know, the things that has weighed heaviest on my heart, pun intended, because there were so many distractions, and I felt like I was always in defense mode, right? I was always on the ropes. To use a tennis analogy, I was always behind the baseline, and I wasn't attacking, and I wasn't at the net, and I was always on the defense and on my back footing, Ian. So you love all your tennis analogies. And so I believe in heart, that is getting back together. It's forming these bonds through these communications. It's focusing back on the sense of community, of remembering why we do matters, why being part of our community or tribe is just so meaningful and important. And and just bringing that heart back to Beamer. We're founder based and still privately owned, and we have the luxury that we can continue to do that. And so our heart beats through each and every one of our distributors, and together I think as we see our charting the course this year, our business being more stable, less external, hopefully that will distract us. We can get the business cooking again. We can get more people feeling that love and sharing Beamer. And as our distributors grow and our managers grow, I believe we'll start to see that heart pulsing faster and broader. And that's my wish for this year. And I look forward to seeing us and what we can do this year, 2022 and beyond.
Well, excellent, Albert. And you just hit a winner today. So your response from the crowd is?
My bell for all of us.
All right. Fair enough. We're going to call it a day. Thank you so much. And let's Beamer on, team.
Have a great day. And
today's
week, everybody.
Show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to your health.